Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And guess what, Tony?
What?
I will not be ignored! I will not be ignored! I will not be!
You're listening to 50-foot combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
We'll talk about them in just a second, but that was Crash Dolls all the way from Detroit, Michigan, with a track called I Will Not Be Ignored. And I did a little snort then, did you?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
What is Crash Dolls' website?
CrashDolls.com.
It is indeed. It's CrashDolls.com. Tony Wan, Paulie B and the Internet Neil. And thanks very much to Crash Dolls for sending your album through to us. We will play another track off that album in coming weeks. I really, really like it. Do find out more about them. They're really, really brilliant. A sort of metal punk rock, I I'd call it fantastic. Your sort of band, Tony. Fantastic guitar player.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I've got some additional material.
Okay.
Thank you very much to Glumbongo, pissed off in the Congo, who seems to be the only people sending us jokes these days. If you do have a joke for us, send it through to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs. There you go. We've got a whole load here that are all Easter-related, because Easter's coming up, if you didn't know. Why did the Easter egg hide?
Don't know.
He was a little chicken.
Nice.
What happened when the Easter bunny caught his head in the ceiling fan?
Don't know.
Took ears off his life. Who is the Easter bunny's favourite movie actor?
Don't know.
Rabbit De Niro.
Nice.
What would you get if you crossed the Easter bunny with an overstressed person?
Don't know.
An Easter basket case. What's yellow, has long ears and grows on trees?
Don't know.
The Easter banana. Why do we paint Easter eggs?
Don't know.
Is this easier than trying to wallpaper them?
Nice.
And what sport are eggs good at?
I don't know.
Running. Oh, and one extra. What did the Easter egg say to the boiling water?
Don't know.
It's going to take a while to get me hard. I just got laid by some chick. There you go. So thank you very much, Glumbongo, pissed off in the Congo. There is a longer joke there. I'm going to save that till next week. Next track, Tony.
All right.
From the new album from the 99ers, and hello to Derek Kosky. We're keeping this with a sort of Midwestern vector here, in that we just played a band from Detroit, Michigan, and now we're going to move over. We're going to skip a state, mate. We're going to jump over Wisconsin. We're going to get ourselves all the way to Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Nice.
For this track, and thanks very much to 99ers for sending this through. Quite a punk rock-oriented show this week. Makes change, doesn't it?
Excellent.
But anyway, what is the 99ers website?
The99ers.com?
No, the99ersband.com, and it's the new Merrick 99. This is Thrown Out of First Avenue.
I wanna tell a story, a tale that got some glory. Wanna tell a tale to you. It happened on a Friday, a do or die day. Destiny was overdue. A Thatcher, Turk and Hitler. Could have been a Nuremberg. Intellect of lurch. Wouldn't buy a merch. Troglodytic, so I heard.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I did say I'd mentioned 50 Foot Combo in the last bit, and I completely forgot. They are a band that have come through to us via Drunkabilly Records, and thank you very much, Drunkabilly, for sending that through. They brought out a new 3-track EP with a version of the Screamin' Jay Hawkins song, Alligator Wine, as covered by 50 Foot Combo, featuring Reverend Beatman.
Cool.
And those two tracks that are instrumentals that we put together to make a bed. So thank you very much for them, and you will be hearing more of them in future weeks, no doubt. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Well, go for it then. You're sounding particularly throaty and, if I may say so, a little bit sexy this week, Tony.
Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah, it's still ill, but, you know, it's fine. Not as bad as last week, but getting better. Yes, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please leave us a comment. One of the easiest ways to get in touch with us, most people are on Facebook these days, go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, leave us a comment. It's that simple. Don't bother with private messages, I don't really check them. Only one this week, in response to last week's show, Limo Dean's been in touch.
Hello, Limo Dean.
Just to say, great show, guys. Big thanks for the play. Limo Dean, that's our pleasure.
That's always a pleasure, Limo Dean. Thank you so much. And I'm disappointed that's the only comment, because I'm looking forward to hearing, in fact, I'm enjoying, should I say, hearing your rather throaty speech this week, Tony.
Thank you.
Speaking of throaty, Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots. Countdown to a breakdown.
Berserker.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots. Countdown to a Breakdown from their latest album. Hey, hey, Vicky, a Viking glass. What is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/ Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots.
It is indeed, Tony.
Excellent.
There you go. They've got a default URL. Clever people. And thank you so much, Tony. And I really like Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots. I hope you do too. Listen, did you do anything last week?
Mostly was ill.
Right.
To be honest with you, I've been in bed and just suffering silently. I did one thing. I wrote a podcast publishing platform from scratch in 2 days.
Good Lord! So what does that involve?
Well, I need a way to upload podcasts for Punky Radio and publish them to the world, because our current hosts, Mevio, are closing down.
So this means that we're going to be properly independent again, doesn't it?
Properly independent. So now we're hosting our own site, our own shows, and it's all done through a system I wrote myself.
You are clever.
I am clever.
Do you know, I didn't do anything as good as that.
What do you do?
All I did was I went to see Noah.
All right, any good?
I went to see Noah last Friday. I went with my friend Joe. I was going to go by myself, but I didn't think they'd let me in. Only I seem to find that hilariously funny. Right, anyway, I watched the film, and when I came out, someone said to me, did you like the new biblical epic featuring Russell Crowe? And I said, no, I fucking didn't. Right, nice. What a load of old pants. What a completely rubbish film. If you want to give this, if you're listening out there, TTN or anything like that, Spiny Normans, I shit them. I'll give them naught. Naught out of five.
Wow.
There were only two highlights in the entire show. One of which, the entire film, one of which when Ray Winston does a plea, makes a speech to his assembled mankind and goes, men, we must be together because Men United are brilliant. And someone shouted out, Man City are better.
Nice.
That was good. And then it's been brilliant. Men United are amazing. Something like that. And then there's the bit when Russell Crowe, obviously he's got to make a big speech at some point in the film, makes a big speech. And there's this pause after his big speech, you know, for gravitas and all that. And when there was this pause, this woman's phone went off. Right. And in just classic, you couldn't make it up, English voice, you just heard this bloke, turn that bloody phone off. It was brilliant. They were the two highlights of the film. It's rubbish, Tony.
It doesn't look good.
Rubbish. And I'm disappointed because biblical epics, you know, they've normally got a good story to them. This had a good story to it. It's just rubbish. Rubbish, Tony.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nothing about it intrigued me.
No. Anyway, straight after the film, I went down to the pub and got leather by myself.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then I felt better. Right. Two songs in a row now. Oh, by the way, if you are thinking of going to see Noah, don't.
Excellent. Yeah.
Two songs in a row now from two very different parts of the world, Tony.
Okay.
Though they are kind of connected. We'll talk about the Circle A after you've heard them. In the meantime, this is a band called Lupeus, who are from Santander in northern Spain, as opposed to the bank. And they, I can't remember, they come through Folk Records, which is via Los Chicos, and they've got quite a lot of Spanish and European bands on their label, and also some British ones as well. Really, really good. Make sure you check Folk, F-O-L-C, Records out anyway. But you do want to check out Lupeus, and how's the best way to check out Lupeus? I don't know how you say Lupeus, by the way, so I keep saying it differently. Lupeus, L-U-P-E-R-S. What's their Bandcamp page?
Oh, lupeus.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. So what's that? I've lost count.
Two, what, two?
It's two, two. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, Internet 2. This is La Hastao, which I believe means lights out. I haven't said it right. Oh, fuck it. Lights out. Estaba contigo intentando amargar. El sitio era pequeño y encima marcha atrás. Dame ayuda, te puedes bajar. No te preocupes, la piso si le das. Let's go. Venga, chavalo, véngalo. Let's go. Venga, chavalo, véngalo. Estaba con ira intentando adelantar. La calle era estrecha, no podía pasar. Dame ayuda, te puedes fijar. No te preocupes, la piso si le das.
Little chuff.
You're listening to Planet Smashes Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Circle A, all the way from Ile de la Réunion. And I believe they're still on tour in Europe at the moment. Not absolutely sure about that, but they have been doing a tour of France and surrounding countries. Weren't making it to England, unfortunately.
Right.
Hopefully they will next time. And hello to Penny and the rest of the band. I know I promised that I'd try and get out there this year. It's not looking likely right now. Maybe autumn. Oh, my autumn. Your spring, as I understand it. I believe they're south of the equator, aren't they?
I have no idea.
Of course you haven't, Tony, but you're very good at developing podcast uploading super systems.
Yes, yes.
And that's the important thing. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12. Do sound throaty.
I do a little bit. Yes, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. Sunday night is an open mic night, so I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. Thursday night, Viva Las Vegas, Top Buzzer, London SS, and the Underrunners. It's a London Corkin night.
It's going to be brilliant.
Thursday evening, how much do you believe that will cost?
£6.
It is £6.
Very good.
Friday night, MTFC, Suburban 100, Cam Cole, Dirty Thrills, Brett M and the Dimes. It's an Enterprise Studios night.
Dirty Thrills.
Friday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is. Friday Saturday night, Little Mammoths and Support. All the information I have.
Oh, blimey.
So how much do you think Little Mammoths would cost you for Saturday night?
I've been messed about on Saturdays a bit recently. I'm going to go a little bit left field here, Tone.
Okay.
I'm going to say £8.
£6.
Good lord. £6 as well, was it? What happened then? Did you knock something over?
No, that was upstairs.
All right. Oh, well, never mind. I didn't get the Miss 666 this week. I was just trying to be clever. I was trying to outthink Saturday.
You can't outthink Saturday.
You just can't do that.
No.
Anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Geek Guide.
Well, I reckon you're an octave lower to normal.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
You sound like a flump. Next band coming up, all the way from Sheffield, mate, the Steel City.
Oh, wow.
The Steel City, Tony.
The Steel
up
City.
Up the road from you, in
it's
other
not
words.
Not far.
Not far at all. Band called Irrational Act. Thanks very much for sending us your stuff through Irrational Act. What is Irrational Act's website?
irrationalact.com.
No, irrationalact.co.uk. Oh, that'll be for me. That's probably them. And I didn't ask, sorry, what is that's why, because I've cut and pasted. The reason I didn't ask you about the Circle A's website was because I've cut and pasted the wrong thing, Tony.
Oh dear.
I'll ask you about the Circle A after we've heard this track, because I don't want to muck this up. Anyway, this is Steadhead.
Yeah. Gene Stenner!
Douche nozzle.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Irrational Acts and Steadhead. I forgot, I'm doing a lot of forgetting this week, Tony. What is the Circle A's website?
CircleA.com.
No, CircleA.com. Paulie being Internet 4, Tony 2, back on track, like it. Are you doing anything this week?
No. No, I'm not. I'm going to be getting over this crap. And then maybe, possibly, doing some work and earning some money.
You do. You must be making every single person listening to this show, you must be making them feel better about themselves with every word you utter. You sound like shit in a bucket, mate.
It's horrible.
On Thursday, I'm doing my regional new acts competition final at the Victoria Pub in Itchen. It's Vic's. It's officially Vic's New Comedian of the Year. It's actually the last minute comedy New Comedian of the Year, and then we'll be doing the full final in May. I don't matter about that anyway. It's going to be really good, and it's this Thursday, and there's only 50 tickets available, and I think we've already sold most of them. But if you are in the Itchen area and you want to go down, nip into the Victoria Pub and buy a ticket. We've got 7 or 8 brilliant acts on. It's going to be fantastic. And then it's Easter, isn't it?
Yes, it
so,
is.
I imagine I'll probably deposit a couple of chocolate eggs.
Fair enough.
I haven't got a lot else to say in this bit, and you've got a knackle. Shall we just get on with it?
Yeah, go on.
Well, because you're excited anyway.
I am.
Because it's next up, it's Pantychrist.
Favourite band.
Yeah, and we'll talk about them after this, because I've got quite a bit to say about Pantychrist this week. Anyway, this is, I keep saying it, in fact, Tony, you can introduce this. The song's called, because I know you like them, you've got an unhealthy interest in them, in fact. The track's called Psychopatho. Would you like to go for it?
Yeah. This is Pantychrist and Psychopatho.
You think I'm sane, not sleeping, not sleeping.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Pantychrist and Psychopatho, and what an introduction you gave that song. It's like, hey everybody, here's one to slit your wrist to.
Pantychrist, Psychopatho.
They're not from Northern Canada, as I accuse them of. They're from Hamilton, Ontario. Very, very close to Niagara Falls. I've actually been through Hamilton. As a fantastic punk band, I think it's only fitting that they should be in a town that has a local university stroke college of higher education called Mohawk College.
Oh, really? Nice.
It's punk rock high school. I want to go to Mohawk College. Who doesn't want to go to Mohawk? We all want to go to Mohawk College. Let's go to Mohawk College and maybe we could bump into Pantychrist. Or, as Tony calls them,
Pantychrist.
Pantychrist.
Despite the fact he absolutely loves them, and I do too. And anyway, what is let's stop all this nonsense. What is Pantychrist's website?
Pantychrist.com?
No, Pantychrist.net. All of the internet five, Tony, too. This is, I like how this is going. Have you got a twat?
No.
Fiddlesticks?
Yes. No twat this
week.
So
what are we going to do about that then, Tony?
I don't know. I'm going to firstly ask people to send me twats. Please do send me twats. It might make me feel better and all that. And you want me to feel better. So I can carry on developing podcast publishing platforms.
Of course, yeah. Found your raison d'etre.
I was so happy. Anyway, yes, I will need your twats. It's been a bit of a dry month. It's Easter. And it must be a difficult time to twat, but I'm sure there was some Easter twats. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Dead simple. Pretty sure there are twats out there. Bacteria not included. Email me now.
Bacteria not included would have been a very, very different film. Hey, well, guess what?
What was that?
I did a tweet today that got favourited 8 times and retweeted 8 times.
Excellent.
In time for Easter, yeah. I had an idea. I sort of woke up this morning with an idea for a joke, and I thought, is this worthy of Facebook? Is it worthy of Twitter? And I plumped for Twitter, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Because the thing is, I'm not very happy about how everyone is using chocolate eggs to take away from the real religious aspect of Easter.
Okay.
So what I've done is I've got myself 2 bars of caramel chocolate and made myself a Crucy Twix.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks very much.
It is good.
That's what I've got. Maybe I'm the twat this week. Who else? Please do send us your twats. We need them. We want them.
We do.
We love them.
It might help me heal.
Yes. The healing properties of a nice damp twat.
Exactly.
I've certainly never felt bad. I can't go on with this, Tony. Look, just send Tony your twats, right? Let's sort this out.
Yes, do it.
There are a lot of them in the world.
Really is.
Great for starters, but I'm not doing my own this week. I'm not ad hocking. I'm not just doing a DIY twatting. We want the proper stuff. Anyway, last track this week. It's my grandma's funeral next week, Tony.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, but it's fine. I'd rather celebrate her life than get all upset and sad now she's gone. She had a good old long life. And Wonk Unit have got a new album out, Tony.
They have.
And it's called Nervous Racehorse.
It is.
And on it, there's a track called Nan.
Uh-huh.
So what more fitting tribute, I'd say.
Do it.
Let's play it. It's brilliant as well. Make sure you get hold of Nervous Racehorse. Really, really good album. And hello to everyone in Wonk Unit and everyone who supports them and loves them around the world.
Yeah.
However, Tony,
what's that?
What is Wonk Unit's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/WonkUnitBand.
It is indeed. Tony 3, Paulie B Instead 5. This is Nan.
Door open, scales of my friends, lost when the grandson gives her a home.
thanks very much for listening this week. That was Wonk Unit and Nan. There's a few things left to do before we wrap up. Sorry if the show's been a little bit shorter than usual, but hey, you didn't send us anything and Tony's ill. Yeah. Maybe you could just run through the online stations that carry our show.
Yes, we are on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, GALACTIC. We're radio.com and find it on Radio Andra. That's radio andra.se.
And if your internet radio station is stupid enough to want to carry this show, simply send me or Tony an email and we'll try and sort you out. Either Paulie B at punkyradio.com or Tony at punkyradio.com. That's yes. About it. I might see some of you on Thursday. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu. Oh, and happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter.